Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unwiring Minds. I'm Raquel, your host, and I'm very excited to be here with all of you today. I have a very special guest for you coming all the way from Australia. Her name is Amanda Kate, and she's bringing a lot of advice from her experience and from the knowledge that she has from her work as a kinesiologist. So thank you, Amanda Kate, and let's get right to it.
Thank you so much, Raquel, for having me on Unwiring Minds. I am so happy and honored to be here and to be of service to you and your audience. As she mentioned, I am Amanda Kate. I am a kinesiologist, a mentor, a mother, and more. I'm the author of Divine Messy Human, a spiritual guide to prioritizing internal truth over external influence. I released that book with the information, tips, and practices that helped me to move from self-loathing and self-hatred to self-acceptance, self-love, and self-empowerment. I am a recovering people pleaser and self-flagellator, but I do try to walk the path that straddles the divine and messy every day. I am always learning, growing, and developing to hopefully one day leave the earth better than I found it. At work, I help people to regain their vitality and smash through their internal glass ceilings and limitations to find new levels of health, vitality, and abundance. And I work with business owners to increase their vibration to attract greater wealth and prosperity. I live in Melbourne, Australia, with my twin flame, my children, his children, and a dog named Zeus. Today, I am here to talk to you about prioritizing our internal truth over external influences. So often in life, we look outside ourselves for answers. We have been taught not to trust that quiet internal guidance system that actually knows our true path, that is our soul's calling. The outside world is noisy and busy. If you think about our physiology, we are built to move at walking pace. And so often we are hurtling through the world in cars, we are in front of flashing images, and we are being bombarded with sights and smells and sounds that our body physiology hasn't yet caught up to deal with. So we miss so much of what's going on in our bodies because we're looking outward. And when I first started to tune into my internal truth, I found a completely different world to the one I had known previously. And what got me there? Well, a number of years ago, I suffered with chronic fatigue. My body was achy and tired all the time. If I did a workout in the morning, it would take me hours, if not days, to recover. I just felt completely broken. I know now that I wasn't broken, that it was just a part of my path and my journey. And I am actually grateful for it because it has led me down this incredible healing path of getting to know myself very, very deeply. Now, through that path, I found kinesiology, which is a mix of Eastern wisdom and Western science. And it looks at testing muscles, so manual muscle testing, to find energetic disruptions in the body, how the energy is not flowing properly, how the vibrational signals are not being read correctly. So if you think about Tesla's quote on everything is energy and vibration, that's what kinesiology is looking at. It's looking at what's going on under the surface. What are the patterns playing out in our life, in our subconscious? What are our belief systems? And how those thoughts and feelings that are sitting in our subconscious because we have suppressed them or repressed them or hidden them away because of shame or anything like that, it's looking at how they're affecting our behaviors, how they're affecting our interactions with ourselves and with other people. And when we first start listening to our intuition and our internal truth, it is like a really quiet whisper. I remember the first time I was told to feel into my feet or feel into my heart space. And I could not get that physical feeling there because I was so out of my body. I was so caught up in the external world. I didn't know how to slow down. I didn't know how to connect inward because I'd spent so long looking at the external world to what everybody else wanted me to do and to be. And I had ignored myself and shouted over myself so often and so loudly that I got very, very unwell. And through that journey of starting to tap in, I got better and better at it. It's like any other muscle that you exercise at the gym. If you don't work on your biceps, you are never, ever going to have guns like Arnie. You need to exercise them. And so my internal intuitive muscles were completely atrophied. They did not work. And when they did work, I would question them. So how do we actually go about doing this? The first thing I suggest to people is getting used to feeling parts of your body. Feel your fingers. Feel your toes. Breathe deeply. Feel your belly move. And start to notice those thoughts in your head. Are they positive or are they negative? Now, I know for me, I would not have dared to say to anybody in the world, let alone the most important person in my life, the things that I used to say to myself in my head. And I should be the most important person in my life, as should all of you. Because without you, you've got nothing. We need to look after ourselves because otherwise we cannot give anything to anybody. Literally, if our heart stops, we're done. So we really need to look after ourselves on every level of our being. So as we start to feel into our body and as we start to notice our internal talk, think about if it's positive or negative. How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel heavier or lighter? Is the voice even true? And to be true, it has to be 100% true. There can't be a tiny little bit of doubt. So if you say, I'm stupid, for example, who is the I that you're talking about? Because for you to say, I am stupid, you are observing. And in that observation, it already distances ourselves. So you can say, I'm feeling stupid. It gives us a bit of distance from that emotion. And let's face it, if you're still alive today, you've probably got some smarts to you. I don't know anybody who doesn't have intelligence in some area of their life. And a lot of people have a lot more intelligence than they think they do or they give themselves credit for. So starting to find the things that you actually do like about yourself. So you catch the negative thought and then you push the thought down a different direction. And basically what you're doing is you're stopping that neuron firing, the one that's used to going, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, or whatever you say to yourself. You're interrupting that signal and you're telling it, no, we're not going down that path anymore. And then you send it down another path, saying something more positive about yourself, something that you believe about yourself, something that you know to be true. And that's how we start to change that internal voice. Another way that we can look to increase our internal truth is by acknowledging our inner emotional landscape. And what do I mean by that? Most people in this world can identify three emotions: mad, sad, and glad, or happy, sad, and angry. There are so many more emotions out there, and the more color and texture and shade and vibrancy we can give them, the more interesting the tapestry of our life and the more we get to know ourselves at a deeper level. And it's super telling. Now, if I'm feeling angry, I can acknowledge that I'm feeling angry and I can look beneath the anger. Okay, what's causing it? Have I been looking after myself well enough? Have I been giving myself enough self-care? Has somebody violated my boundaries? Am I afraid? Or am I feeling unloved or disrespected? So we can acknowledge the emotion is there, and then we can validate its reason for being there, which gives us another level of truth. And as we can acknowledge our emotions, and often we have more than one present at a time, and once we've validated its existence, we're not resisting or fighting it. So it's not being held in the body, it's being processed. And when we process those emotions through without fighting, they actually last a lot less time in the body, and they don't tend to cause the blockages and disruptions to our energetic system. And therefore, we do tend to end up with less outbursts. And I can tell you that for a fact, because I know I am much less reactive these days, having done this work. So thank you so, so much for having me, Raquel. Keep bringing your wonderful work into this world. I am absolutely honored to have been able to come to you with this short little message. I have a lot more if you'd like to go and visit my website at www.amandakate.com.au or check me out on socials. All of the links should be on my website. Sending you all lots and lots of love. Have a brilliant day wherever you are.
That absolutely amazed me. Something that I had never considered, but definitely will take into account for my future and for the present that I'm living in, because I had never thought of a world that could be thought of in the way that you set it up. So thank you again, Amanda. I really, really appreciate you being here today with us. And to our listeners, I'm glad that you're here getting all of this incredible advice, and I'll see you next time.